Psalm 55 in the New King James, and the superscription to the chief musician with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against it, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from old, Selah, because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who are at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on Jehovah, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Now, just before the service, I was talking to Phil and said, this is a fairly long psalm, but there's a lot in there. And again, this is one that we could easily do one or two full sermons on, not just a meditation. I don't have time because Phil says he's got to needs his time for the sermon, so we'll just go over this quickly. One thing that you may have noticed as we read this psalm is more than any other psalm that I can think of, it jumps perspective and it jumps even mood quite a bit. It goes from pleading to God and crying out noisily, looking at the one who's against him, and then flashing to a more somber, contemplative mood, looking at the one who had betrayed him and is now his enemy, and then switched from there to a very aggressive a cursing mood, calling God's wrath down upon the evil ones. This psalm seems to be not disjointed. That's not the right way to look at it. But if you remember that these psalms do not speak of David, again, this is not a king way back when in a semi-desert land complaining about Saul or any of his buddies who are out to get him. But rather, this is Jesus Christ giving us his feelings, his thoughts, to see how he was taking the betrayal primarily of Judas, but also the other ones who turned against him, the rightful king, the sinless one, and how people turned that into calling him wicked and chased and persecuted him. And it starts with a cry to prayer. Again, give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. Now think of that, three lines opening this prayer, calling to God to attention, calling to God that he would hear and not hide, not thinking that God would hide, but how deep the emotion is in this prayer. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy and the oppression of the wicked. And we see it here, the oppression from the wicked upon the righteous. And again, I could go on and on, but the next section, verse 4 through 8, we should just look at that real quick. And this should bring to mind the prayer in the garden before the betrayal and crucifixion, where he said, if it be your will, this cup could pass from me. But of course it couldn't. And it's the same feeling here. If I could fly, if I could escape, but he couldn't. And then a call to the wicked, destroy, O Lord, Jehovah, destroy them and divide their tongues. I have seen violence and strife in the city. Now, when you read this, and if you read most people talking about it, they'll talk about the divisions in Jerusalem at the time and how there are factions for David and some for his son, and the dividing of the kingdom and, you know, civil war that would come from that. But again, that's not what the psalm is primarily about, though that was the occasion for it. When we look at this talking about the city, the violence and strife in the city and people walking around on its walls and iniquity, trouble, destruction, we should think what this is pointing to is the church. Not necessarily the church now, but at the time of Jesus' betrayal, how there were divisions there and violence within the temple, within those who made up the visible church. Verses 12 on, I believe, again, speaks mostly of Judas. Judas Iscariot, or Judas from Kiriath. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was his friend, his companion, that had done it. Now, it goes from almost a tender feeling of betrayal there to let death seize them, let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Again, I want to call your attention to the fact that if this was David calling for a private vengeance, it would not be fit to be in the psalm book, the hymn book of the church. It wouldn't really be fit for this to be a personal vengeance call at all. For we don't call down the punishment of God upon those who just offend us. But because they offended God, because they were after Jesus to destroy him, that this becomes appropriate. And then we see it starting in verse 16 again. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Now, this sentiment here we find throughout the Psalms over and over again. Being persecuted, but as for me, I will call upon God. As for me, and the Lord shall save me. Going to the temple, going to the holy place, or going to worship and praising God for his saving is often used in the Psalm. Book of Psalms. We have a repeat then as we go through, looking at the one who had put his hands against those who were at peace, who had broken the covenant. And this looks at man in general, but also against Judas, who broke the covenant of the apostles there. And it ends with, cast your burden on Jehovah, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them, meaning the wicked, down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. The psalm points us again to the sacrifice, the trials and tribulation of Jesus. But it ends in a note of comfort for us, that we know that God will be with his people and not abandon them, and that he will judge the wicked.